Nathan, the review of last week, was it quite scathing?
It was pretty sharp and to the point. We fell down in some really specific areas that we'd been pretty good at in the 3 weeks previous and had been building on for the 6 weeks previous. So, defensively we were poor. We were exposed by a side that went in clearly with a plan and were able to execute it better than ours. People forget where Port were able to get to only 18 months ago. So they were kick away from a granny and one of the best teams in the comp. So we think that they're starting to play that brand of footy, but we weren't able to cope with it on the day.
Did you lose a bit of the respect you think you built up in the previous three performances?
Yeah, well, you gain and you seem to gain and lose it a lot quicker than in previous eras. Modern footy's asking you to be up all the time, and we're still developing as a club, as a team, and we're asking some players to stand up and play really important roles for us in some circumstances before their time, but we still have high expectations ourselves. So we've got a balance getting that high expectation and demand of performance with the reality that we're going to be stronger for the experience that we're going through. But we were disappointed. Put players internally held to account. The coach's review was strong and we hold ourselves to account, and we need to be better as a team next week.
Have you been able to pinpoint so far this season why the roller coaster, why up and down and not been more consistent?
Yeah, we haven't had the continuity that we would have liked to have had. But having said that, we've performed through that for Brisbane, Geelong and the Bulldogs game, even though we lost that game. We performed through that lack of continuity and with some change in personnel. It hasn't been the type of start to the year that we would have wished, that we'd hoped for, but you get what you deserve, and we need to work a lot harder and be a lot better, more consistently, to get what we want.
You expect a few changes at selection? Mully Williams has changed.
Yeah, we had a really, really good and strong performance in the VFL on last Saturday against Werribee down there. So, and we Brown, Goldsack and Williams were senior players that were back and have started, sort of putting their case together for coming back into the side. Phillips, Witz, Marsh, that have a solid block of form sort of behind them. So they've probably been the best performed VFL players. That's where you'd start looking for any changes that we make.
How's Al pulled up with his
knee and groin? Yeah, look, he was sore, there's no doubt. The knee issue initially, and he won't train today, but we'll give him every chance given that we don't play till Monday. So, he's been pretty important for us over the last month in that defensive role and coming across and impacting defensively, good contests and setting up some offence for us. So we're pretty keen to get him up.
And do you need support in the ruck coming up against Max Gorn, who's obviously in terrific form?
Yeah, it's something we're looking at, something we've discussed. We think Brody's been going pretty well in there, and we think he's a naturally combative ruckman, similar to Gorn. But Witsy has been in really strong form at VFL level, so it'll work out whether we can deny him any longer.
Mick McGowan made some comments about Scott Pendlebury this morning. I'm not sure if you've heard them or not, but suggesting that he felt he's getting a few too many cheap kicks at the moment. How have you sort of assessed Scott's performances?
Yeah, well, Pendles has been very strong, been brilliant. His leadership's been first class internally and I think on game day as well. In amongst a group that, as I said, with a bit of a lack of continuity, but we're not enjoying the depth of leadership that we'd like to see. Brown and McCaffer have been in the VFL for a period, Brownie with his hammy as well, and with Tay injured at the moment. That's our senior leadership, but a lot of our emerging leaders are actually, Ramsey Langdon, Witsy himself, who's come back off his hand injury. So we're definitely looking for more depth in leadership, but Pendles has stood up and been the beacon for us, for a long time now, and continues to through 2016. Excuse me. Did you get that quote?
Just in time.
Yeah, no, I respect Mick's views on the game and played with him, and I think he sees the game very well tactically. But I think he's got this one wrong.
Do you feel those comments are unhelpful?
They have zero impact.
Nathan, you spoke about how you're getting blokes who are probably not ready, having to do stuff that's maybe above them at this point. They're going to, you know, they're going to be better for the experience. But
yeah.
Now, Queen's birthday and through to the end of the season, how do you guard against the bottom falling out of this side because of, you know, you're asking blokes to do so much?
Yeah, well, I think in the end it comes back down to what's our ultimate aim and what's our purpose. I mean, there's a really good team, potentially a very good team in this list, and we're working to develop that team. I think we've shown, even with some of the challenges that we've been thrown over the last 2.5 years, we've shown that our best football can beat the best, but we just haven't shown it consistently enough.
Mm.
Now, whether that's injuries, whether that's youth, whether it's inconsistency in performance, inconsistency in leadership, whether it's not being able to execute the game plan consistently, whether it's the opposition, you know, putting pressure on us and us not being resilient enough. All of those things are reasons. And we need to look after things in our control.
Mm.
No matter what the back half of the year looks like for us, it needs to be moving towards finding out what our best team is and being more consistent in our performances. So we'll endeavour to do that, no matter what win-loss looks like.
Is Swanee starting to get the boot on and off a little bit? the moon boot. Have you got a clearer picture on how things are looking there?
It's still softly, and it's going to take time to work out how his foot responds to the graduations that he's going to go through, getting that weight back on the foot. There's still a lot yet to play out that we don't know about.
Is the performance of the team, will that shape how whether he comes back in terms of how you finish the year and whether you're
potentially. Yeah, potentially. It might be a part of... I mean, if he's ready, I think we play him. But we won't take any undue risks. Swanee's still to work out what he really wants to do going forward. And once he decides that might impact on his mentality as well on how many or how what sort of risk he's prepared to take to get back for the latter part of this year.
Do you want him back for next year?
Absolutely. We've had that conversation. Yeah.
So just a matter now of his health in terms of the foot.
And what he wants to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Beauty.
Cheers.
Thank you, Nathan.